Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust, an attorney and an author extraordinaire, a global consultant to businesses in his law practice, helping companies do business around the world. Can't think of a better person to have worked with Elizabeth Vasquez on her new book, on their new book, I should say, Buying for Impact, How to Buy from Women and Change Our World. Elizabeth Vasquez, thanks again for staying with us. Andrew, I'm going to let you start us off because I know, as I said, you're helping people do business around the world. One of the things that I noticed throughout the book was the focus on vendor diversity. How's that looking around the world?
Exactly. What the really kind of thrust of the book and the thrust of WeConnect's efforts is on the dynamics of the supply chain and the dynamics of the role of women-owned businesses in the supply chain. And as you leave the U.S. borders, what you run into, especially in developing economies, you know, in and around Africa and Latin America and Asia, are, you know, businesses where it was very difficult. You know, if you're a large company like Walmart or IBM or AT&T, you're committed to globally source from women-owned businesses around the planet, it's not very easy in many of these countries to verify that a woman is truly the owner of the business mm-hmm. and controls the business. So the work of WeConnect, not only to be a great resource to these women-owned businesses, but to put them through a process where they can certify that they are truly woman-owned.
The way the SBA certifies, the way the federal government certifies women-owned businesses.
Or minority-owned.
Was it 8A? I'm trying to remember the term.
Yeah, 8A is the minority-owned business program. And so the point being here that in order for these Fortune Global 1000 companies to really truly be committed to doing business to women-owned enterprises, they have to be able to verify
right.
that these companies, number one, are woman-owned, but even more importantly, that they're ready to grow and scale.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal of the book was to make sure that anyone in a position of buying authority, whether they were a government source, a buyer from a large company, knew, number one, you know, that this resource, WeConnect, exists. Number two, that they understand the value proposition of buying from women-owned businesses. And then there's a section in the book that I took the lead on, because I have to give Elizabeth the credit for many, many, many large chunks of the book and her whole team at WeConnect. The piece that I really tried to take the lead on is, if you're a growing women-owned enterprise around the world and you are getting some traction with large vendors, how do you continue to make sure that you can grow and scale mm-hmm. and meet those needs?
Elizabeth, what is vendor diversity look like outside of the United States compared to the United States? How do we stack up here in the States?
That's a really good question. I think historically we started in the U.S. with ethnicity, because that was a mm-hmm. huge underrepresented community, and still is, frankly. But then we started in the U.S. to look at women in businesses. We include LGBT. We include people with disabilities. Most of those things are relevant in other countries. Certainly, we find that anywhere you go, women-owned businesses are underutilized by large buyers, whether it's public sector or private sector. So that's a very consistent thing that we need to work on mm-hmm. together. Ethnicity, however, is really very specific to the country. So in India, it's more specific to caste system, for example, and the historic untouchables than it is the ethnicity of the Indian person. In China, they have maybe 55 or more different official ethnicities.
But when it comes to women, though, how different is it trying to get people to do business with women-owned businesses, say in India and China, than it is, say, in the United States or in the West? What is how much of a difference is there?
So what we're finding is even our corporate members that are some of the most socially aware and inclusive companies in the world with a commitment to sourcing inclusively and buying from women, they represent about $700 billion in annual purchasing power. And on average, some spend more, some less, but on average, they spend about 1% of all of their purchasing power on women and businesses globally. And that's because they just don't know where to find them.
Well,
and
that's what I was going to say. I mean, there are two issues. And some of them are justified and some not justified, it seems to me. One of them is basically it's you know, finding them at all, but then being able to feel that this person can deliver. I mean, these companies, this is a moving train. You've got to join in with your track shoes on, and anyone, but especially someone who hasn't been proven before, has to show that they can deliver.
But that's part of the future of WeConnect's opportunity. I mean, once we could put a checkbox one day next to this certification issue and validation issue, I think WeConnect is positioned to be one of the leading resources for growing women-owned global businesses who do need to scale and deliver and do all the things you talked about in order to sustain and grow that business.
Elizabeth, last thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, all companies have to compete. They have to add value. And so in this case, we first have to make sure that the corporations can find these businesses. Then they can offer opportunities to compete for contracts. So, but then at the end of the day, the women have to compete.
So you're helping them not only be found, but you're also helping them understand what it takes to be a competitor at that level, right?
Exactly. We do meet the member events, and the corporations explain to the women, this is what we look for in a vendor. This is how to compete. These are our standards.
You're the nexus between them. You're pushing and pulling. And say the website again, Elizabeth.
WeConnectInternational.org.
The book is called Buying for Impact by Elizabeth Vasquez and Andrew Sherman, How to Buy from Women and Change Our World. When we come back, I'm going to ask about a day when we don't have to have this kind of a discussion.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.